You have probably noticed that there is a football tournament underway in Russia. We are not providing any match reports, but there have been several Norfolk stories with World Cup links. One day, the main headline was that Norwich pubs are big World Cup winners because so many fans are watching the matches over a pint or two. However, on Friday, we were warned that a carbon dioxide, CO2 shortage, could be threatening beer supplies. Later in the week, the threat seemed to be diminishing, although some supplies were being rationed. In Russia, Norfolk was having problems with flags. A representative of Three Lions Pride had to take down her flag halfway through the match, and waving the Norfolk flag was seen as an unwelcome political statement. So here is our World Cup coverage, featuring flags and CO2.
Pubs and breweries are facing an anxious wait amid warnings that a shortage of carbon dioxide could disrupt beer supplies during the crucial summer World Cup period. Major international brewers, including Heineken, have seen production slowed by a Europe-wide shortage of the gas, which is used to carbonate beer and fizzy drinks. However, East Anglian pubs and breweries say that they have enough to keep drinkers satisfied during this weekend's crunch, England World Cup tie, but could run into problems if supplies of CO2, carbon dioxide, are not quickly returned to normal. Industry sources said the shortage was likely to last for the rest of June, though individual companies have been working with their suppliers to ensure demand is met.
Despite a shortage of CO2 in England, Norwich pubs are hoping to stay afloat during the World Cup. Food companies such as the Booker Group, Heineken and Coca-Cola have now capped their supply of carbonated drinks to larger English businesses after a gas shortage. Some chain restaurants, bars and pubs will have their supplies temporarily rationed and limited to 10 cases of beer and 5 of cider or soft drink to manage the high demand. But Peter Luckholds, bar manager of The Mischief on Five Bridge Street, said their supplies have been delivered as routine. He said, "We have a Heineken beer and cloudy apple cider, and we have more than enough. They guaranteed all of our deliveries, and so far it has been fine." Mr. Luckhold said trade had been good since the World Cup kicked off, and that offers given on previous matches would be in place for clash against Belgium. "For every goal which is scored in the World Cup, we offer a new benefit at the bar," he said.
Norwich-based future radio presenter Di Cunningham flew her rainbow banner with pride as England defeated Panama. But the Three Lions Pride chairwoman had the flag pulled down halfway through the match after being told those colours are not allowed in the stadium. She said, "It was so frustrating when it was taken down. We understood from the fact that we'd been able to display it in Volgograd that it should be fine at Ninzi too." He was obviously citing the gay propaganda law, which forbids the promotion of non-traditional relationships. FIFA officials intervened to reinstate the flag to the original position, right near the goals and in perfect position for television. "I was firm. I knew that we had FIFA's backing and also plenty of allies around from Fairnet and the Football Supporters Federation, as well as my Three Lions Pride buddy, Joe White, of Gay Gooners." Before the World Cup, the Russia FA and FIFA had given assurances that it would be fine to display the symbolic LGBT rainbow.
Russian authorities at the World Cup have accused an England fan from Norwich of making political statements by waving the Norfolk flag. 23-year-old Daniel Henery from Norwich has been pulled up by security guards at both England matches in the tournament so far to have the flag inspected. He said security had assumed it could be sectarian or spreading some kind of political message, like flying the flag for Norfolk independence. At the matches against Tunisia and Panama, Mr. Henry has been stopped by security and questioned about the flag. But he said he could not explain it properly in English, let alone in Russian. I've taken it to both games so far, and both times have been a difficult matter getting it in, he said. For the first game, it was in my bag, and I pulled it out, and they were asking me in Russian to explain what the flag meant. I didn't know how to explain the elements of it, except to say it was a flag from Norfolk. Mr. Henry was eventually allowed into the stadium for the Tunisia match, but after 70 minutes, security guards approached him again. They were worried it had some kind of political message, like I was flying the flag for Norfolk independence, he said. I kept trying to explain, and we had a 5-minute argument amongst all us fans, and in the end, they gave up. That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Sophie Yeomans
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about strangers in Norwich.